Okay, today's daf is Yoma, daf Dalet. We're the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. We just mentioned a machloket Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish as to where we learn the separation of 7 days from for the Kohen Gadol, where Rabbi Yochanan learns it from a pasuk by the Miluim and the separation for the Kohen Gadol before the Miluim, and Reish Lakish learns it from Har Sinai. Tanakh of Rabbi Yochanan, Tanakh of Reish Lakish. There's a braita that accords with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, a braita that accords with the shita of Reish Lakish. Tanakh of Rabbi Yochanan. So here's the braita that supports Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Bezot Yehor Aron al Kodesh. With this, Aaron should go into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. But now, what exactly does this mean? B'masha Amor Be'inyan Ma'hi Be'inyan Demiluim Uma Amor Be'inyan Demiluim. Aaron Piresh Shiva Vishimesh Yom Echad. Okay, so with this, Aaron should go. Okay, well, what exactly are we talking about? Well, we're talking about a certain practice that had been discussed, meaning just with this idea that we had discussed previously, he should similarly come into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. Now, what is that thing that we discussed similarly? Where did we discuss it? Well, we discussed it by the Bnei HaMiluim. And what is it that we're referring to? We're referring to the fact that on the Mei Hamiluim, he was separated for 7 days before coming in. Moshe Masar Lo Kol Shiva, and during that time, Moshe taught him, you know, the laws of the Avoda, all 7 days that he was separated. Kedei Lechancho B'Avoda, right, teach him. Ve'af L'dorot, and in future generations as well. Kohen Gadol Por Shiva, M'shamesh Yom Echad, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, and Talmidei Shel Moshe, La'apukei Tzedukin. So, in future generations as well, the Kohen Gadol needs to be separate for 7 days before the Avoda of Yom Kippur, and two students of Moshe Rabbeinu, two people who have smicha, are going to teach the Kohen Gadol the laws. And what does it mean that students of Moshe Rabbeinu to exclude tzedukim who are not fit to do this? Moshe lo kol shiva, they teach him for 7 days. Kedei lechancho b'avoda, teach him the proper avoda. Mikan amru shivat yamim kodem yom kippurim mafrishin kohen gadol mi beito lishkat parhedrin. And from this source, they learned that 7 days before the avoda yom kippur, he separated Kohen Gadol into the Lishkat Parhedrin before the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Ukshim Shemafrishin Kohen Gadol Kachmafrishin Kor Nesoref Et Apara Lishka Shal Pnei Abira Tzfonim Mizracha. And the Brita continues that just like we do this for the Kohen Gadol before the Avodah of Yom Kippur, we do this for a normal Kohen before he's going to do the burning of the Parah Aduma. Ve'echad zeh mazin alav kol shiva mikol chataot shehayu sham. Right, and the Braita continues like this: that in both instances, for the Parah Aduma and for the Avodah of Yom Kippur, you sprinkle the ashes on the Kohen Gadol, the water mixed with ashes on the Kohen Gadol all 7 days to purify him. And if you want to say, well, here you're doing it with water, there by the Miluim they did it with blood. So we have a Masorah that the water took the place of the blood here. Ve'omer, finally, the Braita concludes, Ve'omer kasher asa b'yom hazeh tziva Hashem lasod l'chaper aleichem, lasod elu ma'aseh para l'chaper elu ma'aseh yom kippurim. Right? Additionally, you could say from the following pasuk, which is Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk that he quotes, that just as he did on this day, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to do to atone for the people, right? Now, to do is a reference to the Ma'aseh of Para Aduma, and to atone is a reference to the Avodat Yom Kippur. So that's how the Braita concludes with that pasuk that we quoted earlier. V'hai bezot mi ba'ile legufe. Now we're going to challenge these limudim, just a little bit from the Braita. So this bezot, right, that we learned, bezot yavo aron kodesh, right, that this is a reference to the separation of 7 days, right? Is that not needed for the pasuk itself? Meaning that the word's not necessarily superfluous, right? Bepar ben bakar lechatad va'ayel le'ola, right? This teaches that he has to come with the animals that he has to bring for the avoda. That's what the bazot is referring to, no? So this isn't an extra bazot that I'm like, why is this word here? It must be an allusion to something else. I know why this word is here. It's teaching me that the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoda with the aforementioned bull and the ram. Amri I lekorban lechude lemakra. Okay, so if that were the case, that it was just a reference to the animals we mentioned beforehand, then the more appropriate word would have been bazeh, this thing that we just mentioned. Alternatively, with Eile, right, these animals, Zot is a very strange word, and it's meant to allude to some other practice. My ve'omer. Now, interestingly, the Gemara feels the need to conclude with this pasuk after it already has a limud, right? After it already teaches you from Bezot that we're alluding to the separation done by the miluim, feels the need to add in this pasuk ve'omer. My ve'omer. Why do you need that additional statement? What were we lacking before we had that statement? Because you may have the following havamina, right? Just from what we mentioned, the reference of bazot, right? What could that teach you? Well, it could teach you that you need to separate for 7 days, or it could teach you that in the case of the first Yom Kippur, the inaugural Yom Kippur, you should have to separate for 7 days. However, just a normal Yom Kippur, after that, after the Kodesh HaKadoshim has already been served in once, after Yom Kippur and the Beit HaMikdash has already been done, you don't have to after that. Maybe that's what I would learn from the Pasuk, or from the word Bazot. Alternatively, maybe it's just the first Kohen Gadol, like Aaron was the first Kohen Gadol, right? So maybe it's only the first Kohen Gadol we're referring to who has to do these things, but afterward, it's not necessary. So that's why we need this Pasuk to tell you that this is actually a practice done L'dorot, every Yom Kippur, with every Kohen Gadol. Tani Kavatei Resh Lakish. So there's a braita that supports Rish Lakish Shita. This braita, this first braita, clearly supports Rabbi Yochanan Shita, as it brought in his pasuk to teach you where we learn this practice from. Tanakh of Rish Lakish. Okay, so over here, he's a braita that supports Rish Lakish Shita. Moshe Allah be'anan. So Moshe went up into an anan. Right, he went up to a cloud. When it's kase be'anan, he was covered by a cloud. And kadesh be'anan, he was sanctified by a cloud or in a cloud. Kedi lekabel Torah liyisrael b'kedusha. Right, that way, when he accepted the Torah, he did in a state of total sanctity. Shne'emar v'ish. As it says, the glory of Kadosh Baruch Hu resided upon Har Sinai. Rabbi Yossi Aglili believes that this instance where the cloud rested upon Moshe and sanctified him, this was before the Aseret Dibrot, right? This was before Moshe received the Aseret Dibrot. Rabbi Akiva Omer Vishkon Kvod Hashem Merosh Chodesh. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, the cloud rested upon Har Sinai from Rosh Chodesh before they received the Torah on Vav Sivan. Yichaseu Ha'anan Lehar Vikra El Moshe Moshe V'chol Yisrael Omdin V'lo Ba'akatuv Ela L'chalok Kavod L'Moshe. Right? As we know, that we can learn from the following pasuk that the cloud covered the Har, and then the Kadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe. And Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael were standing there, and the point of calling to Moshe was just to single him out to give him kavod. Meaning, even though all of Klal Yisrael was there, Kadosh Baruch Hu singled out Moshe when he gave the Aseret Dibrot. Not to say that the Aseret Dibrot were only meant for him, but just to give kavod to him. Okay. Just a couple alternatives. Rabbi Natan Omer Loba Katuv Elim Marek Achila V'Shtiyah Shemeav, that the point of the pasuk was, the point of calling Moshe was to empty him out of food and drink, to make him like one of the Malachi HaSharet. Listen to what Malachi HaSharet. Rav Matya ben Charesh Omer lo ba katuv ela la'ayem alav, kedei shte Torah nitna be'ema beretet be'zeha shnemar, evdut Hashem be'yira ve'gilu bir'ada. The point of the pasuk was just to put the fear of God in Moshe, right? To just instill a sense of fear. That way his acceptance of the Torah could be with a certain degree of awe, as it says, that, you know, serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with fear and rejoice in your trepidation of God. Ma'ay v'gilu bir'ada, right? And what does it mean? What does it mean that you're supposed to rejoice with trepidation? Amar Rav Ada bar Matna, Amar Rav Makom Gila Sham Terada, right? At a place of rejoicing, meaning receiving the Torah, there should be a tremendous amount of trepidation. B'mai kamiflagi Rabbi Yossi Glili Rabbi Akiva. Okay, let's get back to our core machloket here. Rabbi Yossi Glili and Rabbi Akiva have a machloket as to whether the cloud rested on Rosh Chodesh before the Aseret Dibrot or only after the Aseret Dibrot. Now we have to understand what's behind this machloket. The Plugta de Hani Tanai, they're really arguing, they're really following the dispute of the following two Tanai. Betanya, because we learned the Braita, Bishisha B'chodesh nitna Torah l'Israel, Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shiv abo. As a machloket as to whether we received the Torah on the sixth of the Torah, meaning the Aseret Dibrot on the sixth of Sivan, or on the seventh of Sivan, right? Man de amar b'shisha. B'shisha nitna u'b'shiva Allah. The one who says that we receive the Torah, the Seret Dibrot, on the 6th of Sivan. So on the 6th of Sivan, we got the Seret Dibrot. On the 7th, Moshe went up to Har Sinai. Man damar b'shiva, the one who says we received it on the 7th of Sivan, b'shiva nitna u'b'shiva Allah. Right? We received it on the 7th of the month. And on the 7th, Moshe went up. Rabbi Yossi Aglili savar la ketanakama. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds like the Tanakama, the amar b'shisha l'chodesh nitna Torah, who says we received the Seret Dibrot on the 6th of the Chodesh, the 6th of Sivan, Hilkach Zehaya Ma'aseh Acher Aseret Dibrot. In which case, this is how, this is what happened, after the Aseret Dibrot, Vishkon Kvod Hashem, Al Har Sinai, that the glory of the Kodesh Baruch Hu resided on Har Sinai, Vichaseo Ha'anan Sheshet Yamim L'Moshe, and the cloud covered Moshe for 6 days, Vikra El Moshe B'Yom Shvi'i, and then on the 7th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe lekabulei shar Torah, right, to receive the rest of the Torah. The is al kedaitach vishon kvod Hashem rosh chodesh, because if you think to say that really the cloud was covering Har Sinai from rosh chodesh, v'chaseo anan lahar v'kra al Moshe v'yomashvi lekabulei seret hadibrot hakibul Moshe mishisha v'ha istalek anan mishisha. Right. So if you thought that the cloud was really covering from Rosh Chodesh, then it wouldn't make sense that God was only calling Moshe on the seventh day, right? The Pasuk says he calls him on the seventh day. And if you thought that the cloud was covering Har Sinai from Rosh Chodesh, and so on the seventh day refers to the seventh day of Sivan, where God was calling Moshe to receive the Torah, that doesn't make any sense because we received the Torah on the sixth day. Rather, why was God calling him on the seventh day? To go up to Har Sinai to receive the rest of the Torah. V'istalik anon mishisha. And really, the anon akavod had already left by the sixth and seventh. Rabbi Kiva savor lak Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi. Damar meshiva b'chodesh nitna Torah l'Israel. Who says that on the seventh day, Klal Yisrael received the Torah. And so the cloud was still there on the seventh day. And then that's when God called Moshe to come up to Har Sinai. According to Rabbi Akiva, the seventh day refers to the seventh day of the month, that was the seventh of Sivan, that Moshe was called into the cloud. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it refers to the seventh day from Moshe's separation. Right? The Dibrot word, the Seret Dibrot already given on the sixth of the month. But then Moshe Rabbeinu was called, and he was actually separated for 7 days, starting from the sixth day of the month, and he goes up on the 13th. Either way, what we see according to this machloket is that Moshe was first separated, was first withheld from entering into receive the Aseret Dibrot for 6 days. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, those six days were already covered by the cloud, and on the seventh day you're supposed to go up to receive the Aseret Dibrot. The rest of the Torah. I said Aseret Dibrot before, but really the rest of the Torah. And then according to Rabbi Akiva, the cloud resided upon Har Sinai from Rosh Chodesh on the seventh, and then on the seventh day of the month, they got the Seret Dibrot, and then Moshe was called to enter in on that seventh day. Bishlam l'Rabbi Akiva, understandable according to Rabbi Akiva, Hainer d'mishkach alav shiva asar v'tamuz nishbaru l'uchu. It makes sense why on the 17th of Tammuz, shiva asar v'tamuz, the luchot were broken. Esrin v'arba de Sivan, or you have 24 days left of Sivan, v'sheitzar de Tammuz, and then you have 16 days of Tammuz, milulu arba yom de hava bahar, that's 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, v'shiva asar nachid v'atze tavrinu l'luchot. On the 17th of Tammuz, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and brought luchot, el Rabbi Yossi, aglili d'amar shisha de prisha, v'arbain d'har ha'adisrim etzlat b'tamuz lo yitbar luchot. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that there were additional additional 6 days of separation that Moshe had before he went up, and then you have 40 days on Har Sinai, the luchot wouldn't have been broken until the 23rd of Tammuz. Amar l'cha Rabbi Yossi Aglili, arba'in d'har b'hadei shisha d'prisha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili would just say that the 40 days on Har Sinai included the 6 days before he was allowed to go up. So what we can see from all of this, the machloku between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, is that according to Rabbi Akiva, the 6 days, we're not referring to 6 days where Moshe was separated before going up to Har Sinai, because Moshe Rabbeinu was interacting with the nation for all those 6 days before Aseret Dibrot were given. However, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, the Aseret Dibrot were already given, and this was in fact 6 days of separation for Moshe before being called up to Har Sinai. Moshe was in fact separated for 6 days until he was ultimately called in on the 7th. And this would be a support, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, it would be a support for Rabbi Rish Lakish's Shita, that we learn the separation of the Kohen Gadol before going into the Avoda from Moshe's separation before entering into the Shechina. Okay, but now we're going to talk about this Braita a little bit more. We're not done with it. Amar v'yikra al Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdin v'sayla l'Rabbi Elazar, damar Rabbi Elazar v'yikra al Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdin v'lo ba'akatuv el achlo kavod l'Moshe. So this is support for Rabbi Elazar's Shita, just a side point, because Rabbi Elazar believes that really everyone heard Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking. All of Klal Yisrael was there listening to Kadosh Baruch Hu speak, and it only says that God called to Moshe to give kavod to Moshe. But alternatively, you could have understood that only Moshe heard this. Rabbi Lazar believes that no, everyone heard it. It was just kavod to Moshe. That's his shita, and we can seemingly support his shita from our breita. Meitevei, but we can also challenge that shita that only that everyone heard it, and it was just covered for Moshe, and that's why it said his name, Kol Lo, Kol Ilav. What was written by Moshe here in Kadosh Baruch Hu speak is that the voice was to him, a lav. Now, if it was for him, right, it should have been kol lo, meaning it wasn't just to him and everyone else heard it. Rather, it was for him, then it should have been the kol, that the voice was for him. And that would have corresponded with this idea that everyone heard it, but it was really primarily for Moshe to give him kavod. But why use the word Elav? Makes it sound like only Moshe heard it, that God was Davka speaking to him. Moshe Shema, V'chol Yisrael Lo Shema. It seems to indicate that Moshe heard, but no one else heard. Lo Kasha, it's not a difficulty. Ha B'Sinai, Ha B'Ohel Moed, V'Ibayit Ema, Lo Kasha, Ha B'Kiriya, V'Ha B'Dibor. Kol Elav is a reference to when Moshe is called to the Ohel Moed, right? That only Moshe heard, but at Har Sinai, everyone heard. Alternatively, you could say that when it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe, the Kriya, so everyone hears. However, when it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe with the Lashon Dibor, then only Moshe hears. Rabbi Zreka, Rami, Krai, Kame, the Rabbi Elazar. Ve'amri la Amar Rabbi Zreka, Rabbi Elazar, Rami. So Rabbi Zreka posed the following contradiction between two psukim before Rabbi Elazar, or alternatively, Rabbi Zreka said that Rabbi Elazar posed the following contradiction between two psukim. K'tiv, it's written in one pasuk, Ve'lo yachol Moshe levo el ohel moed ki shachan alav ha'anan, v'ktiv ve'vo Moshe betoch ha'anan. One pasuk says that Moshe can't go into the ohel moed because the anan was on it, and one says that Moshe went into the anan. Melamed she tfaso HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe v'viyu ba'anan. Right, so we can learn from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Moshe and pulls him into the cloud. Debayi Rabbi Yishmael Tana, so in the Beit Midrash, Debayi Rabbi Yishmael Tana, in the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Yishmael, the following is taught. Ne'amar kan betoch, ne'amar halim betoch. We see here, within the going into the cloud, it says betoch. And we see elsewhere, regarding Kriyat Yamsuf, betoch, v'vo b'nei Yisrael, betoch hayam. They went into betoch hayam. Mal halin shvil, dichtiv ha'mayim lehem choma, avkan shvil. Just as Klal Yisrael had a pathway, as we know that the water was standing, creating a wall. So too for Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a path leading in for him. V'yikra el Moshe v'yidaber. So he called to Moshe and he spoke. Lama hikdim kriya ledibor. Why does Kadosh Baruch Hu first call and then speak? Limda Torah derech eretz. This is a derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us. Shelo yomar adam davar l'chaveru elayim ken korehu. Right. So you don't start speaking to your friend until you call him. Misayla Rabbi Chanina. And this is meaning you tell a person you'd like to speak with him before you just start talking. And this is support for Rabbi Chanina, the Messiah of Rabbi Chanina, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, Lo Yomar Adam Davar L'Chavero, Elaim Ken Korehu. A person shouldn't start speaking to his friend unless he first calls him. Leymor, what does it mean, Leymor? Amar Rabbi Barbare de Rabbi Menasya, Mishmei de Rabbi Menasya Rabba. Menayim le'omer davar l'chaveru shehu b'val yomar. How do you know that you shouldn't start speaking to your friend ad yomar lo lechemor until your friend tells you, speak, let me hear it. Shneamar, v'diber Hashem elav mo'el mo'ed limor. Sorry, translate that a little bit differently. Menayim le'omer davar l'chaveru shehu b'val yomar ad yomar lo lechemor. How do we know that when someone tells you something, you shouldn't tell it to another person until the original person says that you may tell it to another person, as it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Ohel Moed, Lay more, and that Lay more is a contraction of two words, Lo Amor, meaning whatever God told Moshe, he wasn't supposed to tell Klal Yisrael until God explicitly said, tell us to Klal Yisrael. Okay, going back to the Machlok of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So it would seem, both from Rabbi Yochanan Shita and Rish Lakish Shita, they have the following thing in common, that when it comes to what was written by the Miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, Kol HaKatuv Behen Me'akev Behen, right? Anything written by the Miluim is Me'akev. Meaning, nothing written by the Miluim was only Lechatchila or optional. Everything written by the inauguration of the Mishkan was absolutely necessary. Chad Amar... The Itmar, Miluim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina. Regarding the inauguration, there's a machloket Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar Kol HaKatuv Behem Me'akev Behen. One says that anything written by the Miluim is Me'akev. V'chad Amar Davar HaMe'akev L'Dor Me'akev Behem. That only things that are absolutely necessary parts of the Avoda in future generations is going to be Me'akev by the Miluim. Shein Me'akev L'Dor and Me'akev Behem. However, if it's not an absolutely necessary part of the Avoda in future generations, so it's not going to be Me'akev for them. For the Miluim itself. Okay, now, so that's the machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. So to stay in the Rabbi Yochanan, who damar kol ketuv behem me'akev behen, and we can conclude based on our exchange between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that anything that's written by them is absolutely necessary. But to kamar le Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish le Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, I ma miluim kol ketuv behem me'akev behen, velo kamahadar le velo midi, to stay. Right? Since Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan that according to Rish Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, if you recall, not this daf, the previous daf, Rish Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan's Shita and said, it's difficult to say like you're saying that we learn it from the Miluim, because anything that's written by the Miluim is Me'akev, and yet by the Miluim you have to do a separation, and the Kohen who would switch the Kohen Gadol doesn't need to be separated, so it's a problem for your Shita that you would say, on the one hand, everything is Me'akev, but on the other hand, the replacement Kohen Gadol doesn't need to be separated. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't respond, well, who says that it needs to, that everything written by it is Me'akev, means he agrees that everything written by it is Me'akev, and we can indeed conclude from this that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that in this machloka between Rabbi Chanina, they call it ketuv behem Me'akev behem. Rabbi Chanina would be the one who holds that only what's Me'akev Ladorot is Me'akev by the Miluim. We'll stop here.